The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
And that is the wonderful genius that is C. Matt, who is having a horrible time of late and had to post on her Instagram last night that she is deeply saddened over body shaming that she received after her phenomenal BBC Radio 1 Big Weekend performance. The singer says she felt compelled to wade in and speak after learning of abuse being directed at photos taken of her on stage. Other female singers such as Olivia Dean and Zara Larsson have recently spoken out about body shaming they have received online. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by singer-songwriter Ruth Ann. You're welcome to the programme. I mean, she has a phenomenal career, phenomenal talent. She had just this huge career moment, really owning that stage. I watched it all at the BBC over the weekend. But instead of us talking about her performance or her music, so much of the conversation became about her appearance. Why does this keep happening?
It's just so crazy and shameful that anybody would be talking about her appearance or anyone's appearance. Does anyone ever talk about, I love Ed Sheeran, but he wears plaid shirt and jeans for the last 10 years. And, you know, no one talks about it. And I just think it's, you know, a female artist's plight in a way. It's like we're constantly being scrutinized for our appearance, right? That we're too fat, we're too skinny. Do you know, like, look at the Kelly Osbourne's getting, she's too skinny. She used to be told she was too fat. It's never enough. Do you know what I mean? It's just never enough. And I think it's such a shame because C-Mat is such a huge Irish export right now. She just won the Ivor Novello Award for the album of the year and no one's talking about it.
Witty speech afterwards and was generally a bit of a legend. I mean, it's not like her to speak out like this, but she's literally said in her statement, this is so boring for me, a gorgeous genius, to keep having to yap on about how horribly I am treated because of my body. I would love to stop, but I cannot because it keeps happening at an accelerating and worsening pace as I become more famous. And she goes on to say, there is no relief from this. Nobody can protect me or save me from this. And all that is demanded of me is more and more work as every environment I am placed in becomes more hostile. Do you think that this becomes worse as you become more famous? Because we still have this tendency to try to tear down a successful, loud female.
Yes, absolutely. I think when a female starts becoming very powerful, and we've seen it with Taylor Swift, we've seen it with lots of female artists, and we see it with Sinead O'Connor, we've seen it with our own time and time again, too powerful, too outspoken, you know, to being who they are, people want to tear them down. And it's actually vile and shameful. And anyone out there who's making comments about people's bodies and appearance, it's like, just think twice before you post. Think twice before, like, you just don't know what anyone is going through. We should be talking and celebrating the fact that we have an Irish female artist out there winning Ivor Novello Awards, playing these big festivals and representing our music and our culture in the best way and playing Coachella. And instead, people are commenting on her weight and what she wears. It absolutely is boring. It's boring as a female artist because I had the same thing when I was younger of like, oh, you don't look like a star. You're not pretty enough to be a star. But I'm telling you now, it is never good enough for these people. These people behind their keyboard screens, then she'll get too skinny and then she'll be too skinny. Then she'll be too fat again. Like there's never a, do you know what I mean? Women are always scrutinized over their body, over their appearance. And enough is enough. We need to just like look at what she is doing for music. She is beautiful, by the way, as she is, how she looks, what she wants to wear. We never scrutinize our male artists like this, ever.
Yeah, but it's very sad to see her having to address her weight in this statement. What she does, and she says, I'm not choosing to look like this or weigh this much as some kind of punk rock act of liberty. I simply have a body, one that I would, of course, like to change in order to fit in and to avoid all of this abuse. But I have had extremely I found it extremely difficult to do so. And even the fact that she had to confront that and admit to the fact that she's not comfortable in her own body was, I thought, deeply saddening.
Oh, it's so saddening because when you watch her perform, she doesn't look like she looks so confident. Mm. She looks like happy in her own skin. And it's just horrible to think that she's going through that. And especially when you are in the public eye and you're having to go on stage. And I've been there when you're dealing with, I had health issues. I've had health problems that made me put on weight. I couldn't lose the weight. And when you're having to do photo shoots and interviews, ever, you do feel body insecure because not only because of society's expectations on you, society's expectation. And I feel like that's what ends up putting the pressure on. And it's absolutely awful. Mm. And it's just wrong in every way, shape or the form. Like it's something that we should not even, that she should not have to address. She should be flying high after a performance like that of where she absolutely smashes. She's just won an Ivor. And instead she's being trolled, taken down by these people. And it's getting so loud for her that she's having to comment. And I do feel like the more famous she gets, the more that people try to tear her down. And it's just absolutely awful. It's really awful. And then what happens is in these scenarios, and not that this would happen, but you look at people like Caroline Flack, you look at people who then will all, you know, if something bad happens, then everybody jumps on the, oh, she was the best. Oh God, we have to be kind. Hashtag be kind. But when people are here living and breathing, we should be celebrating them and not trying to tear them down.
Mm. But I suppose in terms of the progress that we felt that we had made around our body issues in terms of our own femininity, in terms of sort of accepting who we were. I thought we'd really made moves through the noughties to address some of that after the awful sort of skinny culture of the late 90s, early noughties.
Yes.
Is that all gone, Ruthann? Is that progress being lost?
I think that the internet is a place where the people who think they're right have too many people that they can find on the internet to tell them that they're right. You know, like there's so much division being caused on the internet, because if you are a bully or if you're a troll, you can see all them other comments and go, oh, see, they're like, do you know what I mean? It's like it's causing so much divide. And I think that everybody needs to just take a step back and take a pause and remember that she's someone's daughter and she's a human being and she's an amazing talent. And also we need to treat our female artists with more respect and the way that we treat our male artists, because you do not see male artists getting this type of treatment.
I just want to bring our listeners a statement that has come from Radio 1. They say they fully support CMAT and condemn any toxic commentary aimed at her. She performed a phenomenal set at Radio 1's Big Weekend, which received an amazing reaction from the crowd in Sunderland and from those who've enjoyed it, as I did on iPlayer and Sounds. We're in contact with CMAT and her team and have offered our full support, and we have now disabled the comments on Radio 1's social posts featuring CMAT from the Big Weekend. But isn't it awful that they have to do that? Ruthann, thanks
Absolutely. So
much for taking the time to speak to us here. CMAT is, of course, playing here in Dublin over the next couple of days. And I think she's going to get a huge reaction from the crowd. And I hope it buoys her again, because she absolutely deserves it. All right.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.